The Lord be with you, beloved heart dwellers, and give you a heart for those who are suffering in Nigeria, as he has done for us. For 2 days now, I've been really sick and figured it might be intercession, but I didn't know what it was about. And then one of the brothers talked about Nigeria and what's going on there right now. Horrible. Absolutely horrifying what's going on. And when we came into prayer, that's the first thing the Lord spoke about. He said, thank you for praying for Nigeria. It is the source of your sufferings in this moment. It is a bloodbath totally taken over by demons. Many martyrs have come to be with me in heaven this season. That is why you are unable to connect with the so-called festivities. There can be no festivity when men, women, and children are ruthlessly slaughtered. The whole earth mourns for them, Claire. The atrocities are like nothing ever seen before on this earth. I am asking you and others to just offer up all your sicknesses and suffering for these families. The scar tissue for those left behind is worse than those who die. Oh, Lord, please hold me up. I don't think I can stand. When he started speaking, I just got really weak, like my body turned to rubber. I am holding you, and you are standing, yet with great weakness. Part of you has been aware, part of you knows nothing. And they will do the same things to American Christians when the time comes. And I was beginning to wonder, Lord, is this you for sure? And said, beloved, I'm speaking to you. Do you see? Can you understand why I cannot be part of festivities? Yet there is cause for rejoicing in heaven for those who are coming up now. Oh, Lord, it is too terrible. Yet they had a choice when they were born, and this was their choice. To be among the glorified redeemed. This is the fate of all those who choose to be redeemed at this time. The bloodbath will sweep the earth, and so your prayers are needed so badly for those who have chosen hell, those who have knowingly chosen hell. Do not suppose that they are ignorant of their destination. It has been revealed to them many times over. But their indoctrination blinds them to the reality. Rather, they believe that Christians are the ones going to hell. Very, very few escape the indoctrination. Very few. And so I must behold the suffering of my people and those I created that from birth have been indoctrinated into the cult of Satan and slaughter. It is a terrible thing to witness. So much wasted life. And yet for some, I must grant pardon because they respond to the call for repentance. So you see, not all is lost. Claire, in the present time, I'm increasing concern for the great net of lies that will catch Christians and drag them down to hell with false doctrines. So many will be lost. I charge you, my Christian people, I charge you to stand up and witness against this doctrine of demons, which will overtake the intelligence of the earth. And here he's talking about 3-Eye Atlas, because the narrative is really coming out now, stronger and stronger, that we earthlings and the people of earth and the culture of earth is a detriment to the universe. And unless we change, will be eliminated. I mean, this is the platform they're coming in on. So that opens the way for the deep state eliminating. Well, it opens the door for the mark of the beast, because through the mark of the beast, we will be made more intelligent and more acceptable, and wars will stop. Disease will stop. People can be healed. They'll be healed, and they'll have everything they need, and they'll be happy. But in all reality, it's going to be a dumbing down of the brain so that you lose your identity and you lose your connection with God. Don't do it. It's the worst thing you can possibly do when the mark comes out. but they're going to use this narrative from the so-called Galactic Federation, which is a bunch of demons in disguise with incredible technology that'll blow people away. And because people are thinking, wow, look at this technology, they'll think, wow, this must be true. They must have put Jesus on the earth, and they are creators. So don't fall for it, because it's coming. All right. Now, the Lord is concerned about this, and he says, I charge you, my Christian people, to stand up and witness against this doctrine of demons, which will overtake the intelligent of the earth. What is coming is a perfect storm of lies to suck souls into the pit of hell while they think their choices are the best for themselves and humanity. Many very intelligent and gifted people will fall for the lies, hook, line, and sinker. For those of you who are here during this time, I'm calling upon you to warn those who profess to be Christians. It is true that very few will listen because of the narrative. It will be so convincing. The signs and wonders will be so convincing and make so much sense. And because of that, you will be persecuted for coming against it. You'll be persecuted, arrested, and put to death. But do not fear. I will take you to myself in an ecstasy, just as I am doing with many in this hour in Nigeria. I want you all to hold on to this hope. I will take you to myself in glory. Have no fear whatsoever. It is coming, but not yet, not for a while. What has begun in Africa will spread throughout the world. Stand up and declare truth, that your redemption draws nigh. Some of you are as sick of this earth as I am, if that were possible. The martyrdom will be your one-way ticket to paradise and everlasting joy. So be upon your head. It was written over Isaiah 51:11, I believe it is. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing into Zion, and everlasting joy will be upon their head. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. So that's basically his message. And just to be clear, understand, people are going to wake up one day to the presence of these extraterrestrials, which are demon aliens, who have highly advanced technology. Very credible. They're going to wake up to that, and they're going to be suckered into becoming a part of it and submitting to the Earth's new government that will dovetail with what they want so that Earth won't be destroyed. Anyone who resists that narrative is going to be considered an enemy of the Earth. Because you hold to Jesus, you'll be considered part of the problem, because they're going to blame the unrest and all the problems of the world on Christians. And so Christians are going to be targeted big time. But don't allow that to happen to you. Hold on to the Lord with all your strength, all your heart and your mind. God bless you, dear ones. And I'm sure the Lord will have more to say about this later. The one thing I heard last night, Avi Loeb, okay? Yeah, what he talked about last night was that the Galactic Federation said that we've been watched and examined for hundreds of years, and we've been found to be lacking. So that's going to be the narrative, that we're really criminal compared to the rest of the planetary people in the universe, supposedly. Yeah, but we're going to be considered to be criminals because of the fighting and the destruction of the Earth. So a whole one world order has to rise up and correct all the faults. And part of the fault is the diversity of the faith. And that has to be changed. Everyone will have to come under that blanket and that religion and renounce Christ. They've really got it figured out. So the Lord bless you, dear ones. Hold to the truth. Amen.